No, I don't believe so. Both times it'd be referred to as, say somebody married into the family, and they refer to them as, say, grandmother, something like that. Maybe they come from some other family, see, and they got other grandparents, see, and to know who you're talking about, she might refer to them as, say, grandmother, grandmother, which grandparents she's talking about.
Okay. All right, your sons and daughters together are called your...
Children.
All right, are there any names that people use instead of children?
Offsprings.
Okay. How about young'uns?
Young'uns.
Kids.
Kids, yeah, that's right.
All right, can you think of any others?
Probably not.
Okay. What do you call the little thing on wheels that you put a baby in and he'll lie down?
Carriage. Baby carriage.
Okay. So you put the baby in the carriage and go out and...
Roll it or take a stroll or...
Okay. Would you say roll the baby?
Or... Yeah, roll the baby.
All right. Your children are your sons and your...
Daughter.
And your children are boys and...
Girls.
Okay. If a woman is going to have a child, you say she's...
Pregnant.
All right. Are there any other expressions for that? Can you remember using more polite?
Family way.
Okay. Any others? Would you say she's expecting?
Expecting, yeah. I believe that's about the main three that I've ever heard.
How about if she doesn't have a husband? Would you use another expression for it?
In other words, if she's pregnant and didn't have a husband.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, back when I was coming up, they called him a bastard.
Oh, the child?
Yeah.
Would they say anything about her? Any expressions?
Let me see. I don't remember.
Okay. If you're out in the country and you don't have a doctor to deliver a baby, the woman you might send for is the...
Would be the midwife.
All right. Any other names for her?
Let me see. Yeah, I've heard her call something else, but you know I don't remember that.
Did you ever hear her call a granny woman?
Yeah, I've heard her call a granny woman, especially among the colored.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. And did you ever hear her call a godmother?
Mm-mm.
Okay. If a boy and his father have the same appearance, you say the boy...
Same appearance.
Uh-huh.
Is like his daddy.
Or
favors
say,
his daddy.
Yeah. Or would you ever say takes after?
Takes after his daddy, yeah.
Okay. If a mother has looked after three children until they are grown up, you say she has...
Raised them.
All right. Would you ever say reared them?
Reared them, yeah.
Okay. To a naughty child, you say you're going to get a...
Spanking.
Okay. Other words for that.
Or a whipping.
Switching?
Switching, well that's the same thing as whipping.
Yeah, I'm just looking for different words.
That's about it on.
Okay. All right, we were talking about a bastard before. Have you heard any other words used for a child that's born out of marriage? Especially maybe words used by blacks? Or poor whites?
No, I don't believe I have. I don't recall if I have.
Okay. Your brother's son is called your...
Nephew.
And a child that's lost both its father and mother is called...
The child is what?
That's lost both its father and mother.
Orphan.
Okay. A person who is appointed to look after an orphan is its...
Guardian.
Okay. If a woman gives a party and invites all the people that are related to her, you say she invited all her...
Relatives.
All right. Would you say kin?
Kin, yeah.
Okay. You might say, yes, he has the same family name and does look a bit like me, but I'm actually...
No relation.
Okay.